Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club, the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items to cover. First, if you like the episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running. Second, if you are a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, we created an ebook for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All we charge is our admin costs to keep the show running. So, if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says Get the ebook to grab yourself a copy today. So, with that said, let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest with us, ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride. All right. We are back with another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club Daily Deal Review. We have Tom and Michelle. Gendron.
Yes.
Ah, yes. There we go. Second time. Tom and Michelle Gendron with us. They were just on an episode right behind this one. So if you guys want to hear about house hacking with a budding family, check it out. One episode behind this one for their full episode. But today they're here to talk about their deal. So Tom, Michelle, again, thank you for helping on to this one. And tell us, where was this property located?
Thanks again for having us. it's located in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. And this was out of state, right?
Correct. Yeah. We're in Sacramento.
So, perfect. Yeah. I love it. So what about Fort Wayne? I know you already went into it in the last episode, but real briefly, what about Fort Wayne got your attention? Why'd you want to invest there?
The population's been increasing rapidly. There are a lot of businesses moving in and staying there, a lot of hospitals. The crime rate is super low. It's a very family friendly city, and just seemed like a great place to invest.
Perfect. I love it. Next question. How'd you guys go about finding this property?
Kind of funny story with this one. I was reading a Brandon Turner book, and in this book, he mentioned some ways to find deals. And one of them was, hey, just go look in your local newspaper under the ads. So I put the book down. I went to the Fort Wayne ads online. It was like a 2-line, super little blurb. I'm selling my house for $25,000. Call this number. And I called it. And we were under contract that day.
That's awesome.
And he dropped the price like $5,000 right off the bat when I called him. And, you know, I don't think he was very, I don't think he was very computer savvy, like through the whole process. He needed to like physically sign things and whatnot. And so I don't think he had had any calls. I don't think people really look at the ads. So there's a tidbit to take away from this.
That's actually what I was going to say is like, I don't think I have heard, you're the first person that has ever done that I've heard of. So I'm sure there's great deals out there for anybody who's looking to find a new way to market. Awesome. So how'd you guys go about pricing? It sounds like, you know, you saw it in the paper for $2,500. How'd you go about analyzing it and ensuring that this was a deal?
Yeah, I started from working my way backwards. So the goal for this property was to do the Burr method. And so I started by figuring out what the ARV, the after repair value, would be. And I did that by looking at comparable houses on that street that have sold within, you know, the past couple of months, and found that it should be between like the like $40,000 to $45,000 range. All fixed up. So started there, worked our way backwards, got him down to a number that seemed reasonable for the amount of work that needed to be done, got a contractor in there. He gave us his estimates, got a few contractors in there. Also had some trustworthy boots on the ground with our property manager and our agent. And he was with us through the whole process. Like we'd mentioned, it's out of state. So we weren't physically there. We got a lot of pictures and videos, and we trusted our team. And because of that, the process doesn't take nearly as much time as it would if you were buying a property right down the street from you. So that is a great lesson from this too.
Yep.
Yeah, the big things I heard there was relationships and team, which is so crucial when you're investing out of state. You have to have people in your corner who are who you can trust and who you know is going to give you good estimates, good feedback, and just good information generally. Because you know, if you're not there, you're not going to be able to get it. So I'm glad you guys found that when you were chasing this one down. Which goes into the next question. You found it. You got comps, decided on a value. You found a team. You got your property manager out there asking questions about what the probably rental values are, what the area is like, all that kind of stuff. Got some good bids. And then how'd you go about actually financing the deal?
Yeah, like we mentioned before, it's crucial that we were on board together through this whole process. And we financed it by using a home equity line of credit on our primary residence in California. And I was very skeptical of doing that just because of the way I grew up and my advice from my parents and things like that. And so, but trusting in Michelle and this process to say, go ahead and use that. And so, yeah, we bought it cash with a home equity line of credit.
Nice. And yeah, I'm sure, you know, having never gone through that process before, using a HELOC had to have been stressful. So you just took the leap, you jumped into it. So you bought it, and then it sounded like you had quite a bit of value you had to add. What did you do to do value add here?
We did a lot of things.
It was a complete remodel.
It was
gut to the studs type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The roof too.
Roof.
Exterior.
Took down a chimney.
Moved an exterior door.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
It's crazy when you get those, the ones that need a lot of love. I remember one of the first flips that I did, there's literally just a hole through the house, like from the exterior all the way to the back. I was like, what the hell? Why is this here? How did this happen?
I know.
Awesome. All right. So you financed it. You got your HELOC, and then you did full gut rehab. Did you use a GC or did you sub this out? I'm sure GC because you're out of state.
Yeah, well, we worked with our property manager who oversaw the contractors. He was technically a GC.
He was a GC, yeah.
He was a GC, Tom says.
Yeah. Our property manager managed the GC, yeah.
There you go. Nice.
That's great. That's a good deal there. And so, I mean, you don't have to have exact numbers, but on the exit, I don't know if you still own this, but what were the numbers going into it and then your projected exit?
Yeah, so we purchased it for $19,500. We put $20,000 of repair into it. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing that where the purchase price is less than the rehab cost. But I felt confident in the numbers. It also gave us so much experience. And I mean, yes, $40,000 is a lot, but compared to trying to do that in California for $600,000, $40,000 isn't that big of a deal. So it was a really good like stepping stone up to the next things that we were planning on doing and our goals. Mm-hmm. So it ended up appraising for $42,000, and we found an amazing lender who then gave us a refinance of 85% loan to value.
Okay.
So we were able to get a loan for $35,700, leaving, you know, $5,500 in the deal.
Nice. I love
it. That's like a 50% cash on cash return.
Very nice. And it's still in your portfolio. It's rented. Yep. You guys are experiencing the cash flow there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been great. The renter's been there ever since 2019. And it's actually in an area of Fort Wayne that is now booming. And it was in the path of progress. Is that how they say it? You know, like
path of development.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't in the best area, but I knew that there was going to be development going on right around there. And that's exactly what's been happening. So
perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next question. And I mean, every deal you do, you always learn something. I'm a big blurry mess on YouTube right now. But what was the biggest lesson that you learned going through this process?
There's probably two big lessons. Well, more than that. But anyways, the contractor almost didn't complete the job. Almost walked. So Michelle had a great idea to have to pay like a teenager hourly to go stand at the property and make sure they're working on it.
So that sounds a little weird. Like it was through property manager. Yeah, like our property
manager. That is awesome.
Yeah, sorry. Our property manager knew somebody that, you know, could work hourly. And so he hired a teenager to go there and make sure that the contractor's getting the work done.
Yes.
I like how it sounded before, but no, that is
genius. Yeah.
I've never heard of someone doing that.
Yeah, it worked really well because I was hearing reports of, oh, there's only like one guy working on the house today and it was supposed to be done like a month ago. And oh, they're taking cigarette breaks all the time. Well, who's there to keep them accountable? Well, right. Our property manager wasn't going to be able to stay there. He had other things he needed to do. So he had somebody who could sit there and just keep an eye on things, and it actually did the trick.
It did the trick. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Even a teenager, you know, all you got to have is one person there and you know, guys will get to work. I love
right.
it.
Yep.
All right. Well, that concludes the Daily Deal Review for So Tom, Michelle, thank you guys again for hopping on the show today.
thank you for having us.
And again, if you guys missed their full episode, check one episode behind this. They go deep into building a business with a growing family and also house hacking. So check that out, one behind this. Other than that, thank you guys again for showing up on the show. We do this for you, so we appreciate having you here. If you have any questions, reach out, therealestateinvestingclub.com. Outside of that, I hope you guys have a great week, as always, and keep rocking real estate. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and were able to pull some actionable advice that you can go home with and apply to your own investing business. Before you go, I have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started or an established investor looking to take your business to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you available on the website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find a deal that's actually a deal, how to finance that deal with little to no money down, and how to exit a deal for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I'm going to bury you in bonuses, 7 of them to be exact. First, you'll get the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating real wealth in real estate. Then you'll get the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools and systems and even the vendors we use to grow our business. After that, you will get the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target leads online and generate leads without having to lift a finger. Next, you'll get the contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all of the contracts we use in the field to execute all types of transactions. After that, you'll get the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. Next up, we'll give you the investor's daily success tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And finally, you will get the wholesaler's template for quick assignment cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. I know that is a ton of things to say. I'm glad you were able to stick with it. So you'll get both the ebook and all of those 7 free bonuses. When you download the ebook today, all we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you are interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page and take advantage of that deal. With that housekeeping item covered, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.